All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Monday, September 14th. First, I'll go over second stimulus news, and then at the end of the video, I'll give the latest on state-by-state unemployment news for the $300 or $400 a week retroactive unemployment. I did not do a stimulus update yesterday because, frankly, there wasn't much to talk about. I still did create a video yesterday on GDP, the 32.9% annualized drop we saw last quarter. Check out that video if you have the time. All right, so in my August 16th update, almost a month ago, I told you about the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, which is a coalition of 50 members of the House of Representatives, 25 Republicans, 25 Democrats. The Wikipedia page says there's 48 members. That's wrong. There are 50, so if any of y'all are into updating Wikipedia, that's an update for you. So what's their deal, this Problem Solvers Caucus? Well, as their name implies, their mission is to solve problems, namely find bipartisan solutions to partisan problems, such as failed stimulus relief negotiations and legislation. And these 50 members of the House, these congressmen and congresswomen within this Problem Solvers Caucus, they have promised to vote together, all of them, for any piece of legislation that gets at least 75% support from the Problem Solvers Caucus as a whole, and gets at least 51% support from the Republican members of the caucus, and gets at least 51% support from the Democratic members of the caucus. And according to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, just this morning on CNBC, the Problem Solvers Caucus is going to release, wait for it, their own stimulus proposal today. Will it happen today? Not sure, but I am curious what these problem solvers will come up with. Will Pelosi like what they're coming up with? Will some of the Republican fiscal hawks in the Senate like what they come up with? I don't know, probably not. But this proposal, whatever it is significant because it will be the first truly bipartisan stimulus proposal that we have seen since the CARES Act, excluding, of course, things like, you know, the bill that extended the PPP and stuff like that. Is this problem solvers proposal going to be our stimulus savior? I kind of doubt it, but the fact that we're going to see something bipartisan is hopeful. That said, it could just be another bill whose purpose is, you know, these members of the House, many members within the caucus are relatively new and young. So, you know, for many, the purpose might just be to put something together so they can tell their constituents, hey, you know, I tried really hard to do something, but it was the old brass in both parties, Pelosi and Mitch and the others, they've been in D.C. way too long. They're the ones to blame, not me. Anyway, Mnuchin also said that he is fearful that Pelosi is letting politics get in the way of more stimulus because she doesn't want to help people before the election. But he did say that he and Pelosi will be talking this week about the government funding bills, the continuing resolutions that we have spoken about previously right here on the channel. That is my second stimulus update. Now let's move on to unemployment. Like I said last week, all 49 states that applied, as well as the District of Columbia, have been approved by FEMA for the grants. The ones in dark purple have paid or are paying, at least in some respects. Some states, they might only be paying PUA recipients right now, and everybody else is going to get it later, something like that. But the dark purple states are the ones that have paid or are currently paying at least to some recipients. The ones in light purple I expect to pay or start to pay hopefully this week. Colorado expected September 17th. Connecticut has said mid-September. Delaware is reportedly starting to issue payments today. New York said they would roll out payments this week. Pennsylvania has said payments will start today. Ohio is expected this week. Kentucky supposedly paying now or later this week. The states in yellow, I expect to pay in late September. Indiana, for example, has said the week is September 21st. That's next week. Washington week is September 21st as well. Virginia said it hopes to pay by September 30th. And the states in orange, I don't expect to pay until October. Hawaii, for example, is now saying they will start processing payments in October. Nevada and Nebraska were the last two states to be approved by FEMA for the grants. We haven't really heard anything yet as to when they plan to pay out the benefit. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus and unemployment update for today. Not super optimistic necessarily about the Problem Solvers Caucus stimulus proposal, but who knows, they might surprise me. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.